Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi guys, it's Penny and welcome to the show. Matthew and I will be talking about the power of natural remedies this evening, and also maybe throw in a little bit of homeopathy, but simple remedies basically that can make a difference to your everyday life and well-being. And you know, it's something that basically I suppose an awful lot of us right here right now are going through an awful lot of post-lockdown blues, and therefore I wanted to talk a little bit about anxiety and some of the herbal remedies that we can actually use with anxiety. And so I've got, gamma is one of them, which is an amino acid, which is also a neurotransmitter. Which is located in the brain, and it's crucial for serotonin production. And we know that serotonin is the feel-good factor. So when we're actually looking at different things that can help with anxiety, that is number one. Number two is very much passion flower, which is a calming herb which promotes positive moods, improves sleep. It also alleviates nervousness and is a good round thing. And you can, if you have passion flowers growing in your garden, the best way to do it is to just make it into a tea infusion. So you can just infuse it in hot boiling water, and that will help tremendously. Again, another one that reduces stress and anxiety and is good for the mind, body and spirit is valerian root. And you can get valerian root, put my teeth back in, valerian root from any good holistic store, or you can get it in good farm shops. And it's, as I said, it's really, really good. And the other one, which I always find surprising, is licorice root. And licorice root basically helps regulate hormones, the fight or flight response. And it, but it's not the licorice that you get in a sweet shop, obviously. Licorice root, again, you can get from good farm shops. And it is something that, again, you can steep in water and boil and drink it from there. So, again, you know, these are good old trusted things and not stuff that I need to explain too much. But omega-3 fatty oils are basic building blocks for the brain. And it also is very, very helpful in looking at Alzheimer's disease, muscular problems, and stuff that it, you know, can be very, very helpful. Because when you actually look at it, you know, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system, you want to try and get these balanced out. And omega fatty oils is one of the ways of doing it. And as I said, I'm always going to mention probiotics because they are incredibly impactful in mental health. And obviously, mental health is very much in our awareness nowadays. So when you actually look at probiotics, you can obviously you can go out and buy your probiotics in a bottle and drink it, or you can eat things like sauerkraut, kombucha, myosha. You can also get it in some pickles, depending on where you're at, basically, and what you're actually wanting to achieve. Also, vitamin B is tremendously important in mental health because it helps you with attention span, it helps you with energy, it very much works on a cognitive level. And foods like things like wild salmon, shrimp, tuna, halibut, yogurt, cheese, eggs, lamb, venison, turkey, and I did love this one, grass-fed beef, carrots, and of course the good old green leafy vegetables. So these are some of the things that are very, very natural, and we're looking at vegetables and we're looking at really natural things. And I was very encouraged because although I eat fish, I don't eat much meat. So when it was actually saying, you know, there's lots of other different areas that you can get vitamin B without resorting to lamb, venison, turkey and beef. But then I know that Matthew will turn around to me and say, Penny, eat meat. It's much better for you. But that is very, very much where things are from. And it's really quite important to remember that an awful lot of herbs and spices, we'll talk about that a little bit more, are really important. But also things like St. John's wort. And St. John's wort, if you take that into homeopathy, is St. John's wort, is a homeopathic remedy too, when it is potentized. But it also, you know, with natural antidepressants, you know, omega 3 fatty oils is up there as well. And the other thing is, you know, lavender is really important too because it promotes sleep. And, you know, if you're feeling depressed or you're feeling slightly off, you know, there's nothing worse than having sleepless nights because that increases it tremendously. So again, looking at more from a holistic point of view, chamomile tea is really good. Ginseng is really good. And also saffron is incredible when you're looking at natural antidepressants. So I just wanted to hand over to Matthew because I've been chatting as usual. And it'll give my mouth a rest if he has a chat about his point of view on this.
Yeah, but it's really interesting because, especially when I've been looking at my diet recently, it was coming up in some coaching that I was doing, that I was aware that I wasn't getting enough greens. We all have our favourites and the ones that we're not too keen on, and it's looking at natural ways of getting that into the body. And I'm using a supplement which is, it's all pure and natural, it's all vegan sort of based, so there's nothing in there that isn't a plant. And I've found it massively helpful, and noticed a huge difference when you are getting all those nutrients and on all those vitamins that you need. So I've noticed a huge difference just being a lot more mindful on making sure that I'm getting or putting everything that I need to into the body, because I have had the habit of, I do like my meat at this point in this lifetime. And I've always, there's always been this thing that meat makes you big and strong and need to eat a certain amount of meat, which, to be honest, is not as true as they say, but I do enjoy my meat, and tend to pick that over sort of like a healthy stir fry or something like that that's got a lot more in it. And I mean, it's really interesting. A friend of mine has been using a lot of Gamma, and has actually found it has been effective for anxiety, but also has helped her crack addictions. And it was almost like the two things were tied together. So that is, it's such a powerful one just on its own. And I mean, I was going to use the licorice. Oh, maybe that's why I ate so much licorice when I was younger. But then obviously it wasn't that one. So we'll scrap that story. But yeah, I think it is so important. I've always been I've always been super healthy and super strong. But with COVID being off for a couple of months and always been used to having good health, I'd almost felt sort of sluggish. But looking into, well, what am I actually putting into my body and am I getting enough of all the nutrients that I need? Tiredness, fatigue, stress, anxiety, mild depression, all of these things can be caused just from not having enough fuel in your body. Even not drinking enough water can, when you put your body under that amount of fatigue, you're going to stress yourself out. And I didn't realise just how much I was sort of on edge. And I'm talking very rarely, but just in the last month with putting everything that I need into my body, I've noticed a huge difference. So I think it's so important. Obviously, we'll talk about homeopathy and energetic stuff sort of later on, but I mean, just getting the nutrients that you need and the amount of water makes a massive difference. And I'm massive for, I know probiotics make a huge difference. I mean, obviously all the things that Penny mentioned, but it's actually just being conscious of it. Because I think a lot of us nowadays, we don't always home cook. We don't always get that proper soul food. And even eating out in restaurants, we're not necessarily getting everything that we need. So it's so important. I know anxiety is up for a lot of people at the moment with the situations that are going on around the world. Seems like sort of lesson after lesson, which, as again I've said on many shows, I think it's ultimately going to be the most amazing wake up we've ever had. But it can seem a little bit stressy in between, and I think we've a lot of people are feeling that. And it's just about what can we do when we're feeling like that. And it's like, well, just making sure that we're loving ourselves, we're giving ourselves the nutrients. And obviously we're not talking about it on this show, but it's the mindset stuff, it's the emotional, it's the spiritual, but we're very much, this is around the physical and not buying into the having to take a pill for everything. I was shocked when I went on holiday a couple of years ago with my best friend and we met these nurses, and it was literally, we probably with them for a few days, and it was literally, I've got a headache, oh, I've got a pill for that, oh, I'm feeling tired, oh, I've got a pill for that, oh, I'm feeling wired, oh, I've got a pill for that. And it was just like pill pushers, and it was incredible. Because obviously we're very energetic and into the natural stuff, but we couldn't believe just how many people pop pills because, oh, well, I'm feeling a bit flat. And it's like, well, drink some water, have a banana, have a bit of fruit, because that's the other thing that obviously I've introduced a lot more into my diet is fruit, because eating fruit in the morning is so much better than some of the other things that we feed ourselves, like cereal. A lot of people go for cereal and toast because it's quick and easy, but I don't know about you, I could have a bowl of cereal and two bits of toast and I'm hungry half an hour later. Whereas if I have a couple of bananas and some grapes, that'll last me a couple of hours. So it is really looking at, well, what are we using just for convenience, rather than the fruits and the greens and that. And yeah, like I say, I'm not the biggest fan of vegetables, but it's, if you're the same, pick your favourite one and have a lot of that, but then look for a natural sort of flower or root or whatever it is that can replace what you're not getting.
Or spices. Spices are amazing. You know, one of the big spices that I use is cinnamon, because it's again, it's a great antioxidant. Sorry, my teeth. Oh, well, we're just going into the break, so I'll talk to you all about cinnamon and other spices when we come back. So
awesome.
We'll see you in a minute.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, so we're back, and I was beginning to talk about cinnamon, the spice, basically. And it is literally a superfood. I mean, it is incredible. I have used it in my life for the last, I would say, 6-7 years. And, you know, it is astonishing. It's an anti-inflammatory, basically, which is really important. It helps your body fight infection and repair tissue damage. But the most incredible thing is it may cut the risk of heart disease. And when I say may, I know it does, but you know, obviously you have to be very, very careful about what you actually say. But in people who have type 2 diabetes, about a gram or half a teaspoon full of cinnamon per day is incredibly beneficial. And it helps to lower your cholesterol. So the HDL cholesterol, it is basically helps to stabilize it out. And there's been a lot of different studies about cinnamon, and you know, it is amazing in it's been shown to reduce blood pressure. And it will, as I said, drastically cut down your risk of heart disease. It also improves sensitivity to the hormone insulin. So if you do have a tendency towards diabetes, when people are insulin resistant, it can be very, very helpful. And again, there's been many, many different studies, and if you wanted to Google it, you'll get plenty of different trials and all sorts of different things showing you about the research around cinnamon, which again lowers blood sugar and has powerful anti-diabetic effects. It's something that I've used in my life. As I say, I take it every day. And basically, you know, numerous studies, again, we'll talk about, half a teaspoon for two teaspoonfuls a day. But you do need to research it and look at it. It's also been known to be incredibly beneficial for neurodegenerative diseases. So again, it helps with the brain cells, it helps in Alzheimer's, it helps in Parkinson's disease. So again, it's just looking at it. Because it helps protect neurons and normalize neurotransmitters, it has amazing effects. It's also been known to protect against cancer. So this is a spice that's well worth doing some investigation around. And it's, you know, again, it's been known to be preservative. I mean, most people would eat cinnamon in cinnamon rolls, but, you know, I think actually taking it as in teaspoonfuls, again, what I found was really nice was actually putting cinnamon with apple and maybe doing some stewed apple and putting cinnamon into it, because I found that the easiest way to eat it. So it's really quite interesting. And the other spice I just wanted to mention and talk about, and there's been a lot in the news, or should I say a lot in health and well-being, around turmeric and turmeric tea. And turmeric is that bright yellow-orange spice, and it's usually commonly used in curries or sauces. And it comes, obviously, from the turmeric root. But it's, again, it is amazing how much health benefit you can get from it. It's a strong anti-inflammatory, again, and it helps people, a lot of people with arthritis swear by it, because it reduces the painful symptoms of arthritis. And also in osteoarthritis as well. And again, it's very good with Alzheimer's disease. Again, it's found very, very helpful. And turmeric and coumadin are very, very helpful. Again, as I was saying, they're an antioxidant. And prevents all sorts of different things. It also helps with different cancers, and you know, the National Cancer Institute recognizes that it has an anti-carcinogenic effect. It's also incredibly good in things like ulcerative colitis. So if you have any bowel problems, again, look at the research around turmeric. It also a bit. What else can I say about turmeric? It boosts your immune system. It lowers cholesterol. It helps prevent all sorts of different things, and it is well worth looking into as something. You know, again, a lot of people like to make it up into a tea and have it as a drink. It's a nice natural colour. And it basically, it helps incredibly in a similar way that non-steroidal, going to put my teeth back in. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. You know, and it's helpful with internal bleeding, ulcers, and it helps to reduce the white blood cell count in a healthy...
The high intake of spices. And what blows me away is that we have all of these things that grow naturally that can make such a difference. And they're very, very cheap, if not free. And we just don't use them enough. Obviously, to mass produce, it's going to cost something. But these are things that are naturally grown. And I know maybe it's just me, but it blows me away to when you look at, there is pretty much a, and this is my opinion, well, so it seems, there is pretty much a cure for everything on the planet that's natural. And we just don't use it. It's not, doesn't seem to be common knowledge. I mean, when you were talking about cinnamon, there was a cinnamon challenge that went round last year, and that went viral. And was on Facebook and social media for months. And I'm sure we all found it hilarious watching people try and swallow a whole teaspoon of cinnamon, which appears to be completely impossible. Yet, how many people know... I mean, I was sitting there writing down everything that you were saying about cinnamon purely because I didn't know half of what you said. And that's just one thing. And it does just blow me away that we just don't have the... or certainly, I don't feel my generation has the awareness that we have all these things. Certainly, we're waking up to it. But, I mean, really, when you go back, look back the last 10 years where people are becoming vegan and we're becoming a lot more conscious, even meat eaters, we're all becoming a lot more conscious of what we're putting in our bodies. So there is a sort of a waking up. And this is almost like part of it. I see a lot of this sort of coming back at the moment. Not that it's gone anywhere, but it is a lot more people are looking at having a life review at the moment around work, family, jobs, all sorts of things, but health as well.
It's astonishing, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's just looking, as you were saying earlier on, Matthew, about, you know, just looking at diets is really important. But there's so many natural things that we don't realise, and it just helps us with choices. You know, one of the things that I must admit I've gotten into over lockdown was very much avocado. And using avocado as part of my diet, you know, when I could get to the shops.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, again, it's another heart healthy poly and monounsaturated fat, and it's astonishing. I mean, I must admit, I'm lucky. I love it. Whether it's on toast or whether it's in guacamole or whatever it is. But it's an amazing, especially for people who have heart problems, it's an amazing source of magnesium. And magnesium is, you know, all about regulating the blood pressure, again, the blood sugar, you know. Magnesium deficiency is, you know, really quite relevant. Maybe I'm going mad. Is really important in our diets today. You know, avocado also is, you know, fibre, which is great. And, you know, again, you know, you're looking at various different things. It's a great source of fatty, saturated fats, very much like butter. But it's, I must admit, I do love butter rather than margarine. I'm not a margarine girl. Thank you very much. Yuck.
No.
But it helps reduce the risk of heart disease. And again, that's really important in our world today because, you know, heart disease is a big killer. And, you know, obviously somebody who's just gone through heart surgery myself, you know, it was very much part of looking at how important it is to have the magnesium, because the magnesium is actually what helps drive the heart and actually keeps the heart in sinus rhythm, which is, again, really, really important, as you can imagine. Mm. And the other one, you know, obviously I've been looking at things that are good for hearts, but the other one is pomegranate. And I, before lockdown, I really didn't get on with pomegranate. I thought, this is a weird fruit, if ever I've seen one. So, you know, again, it's beginning to become more noticed. More bowls of foods in cafes and restaurants. You know, again, look at things like pomegranate or acacia berries or dragon fruit, mango. You know, they're all really getting very, very trendy now. And we look at them as, again, in that group of super foods for their nutritional content, but also their medicinal properties. And as I was saying, pomegranate is brilliant as the heart, you know, for heart health. And, you know, it's something that an awful lot of people actually take supplements for. But actually, when you look at it, eating a pomegranate, you know, when it's fresh, is a really delicious thing to do. So again, as I was saying, it's you know, the berries are important. Things like blueberries are almost the top of every superfood list. And
yeah. Cranberries, you know, is another huge antioxidant.
Is brilliant. And, you know, if they're fresh, they're great. You know, obviously, again, strawberries, raspberries, just to name a few, are low calorie, high fiber, and they're packed of antioxidants that can help fight cancer, you know, also get rid of free radicals, you know, and again, obviously, blueberries are, you know, the absolute must. You know, again, that even the pigment from them and their rich colour is also an incredibly powerful antioxidant. And, you know, again, lowers the risk of diabetes or heart disease, degenerative disease. You know, it's, again, incredibly good. And then one that's not necessarily on my favourite list, but I do eat it, is broccoli. Because I can't say that I'm a lover of broccoli, but when you actually realise what it does, it lowers the risk of cancer and other diseases. You know, again, it's a big one that people like to look at the benefits, lowering the risk of cancer, preventing heart attacks, strokes, you know, and stuff like that. Brussels sprouts I can handle, but also things like choy and cauliflower, cabbage, you know, all of those types of things are really, really good for you. And of course, they're great in fibre as well, which is really important to, you know, clear out the bowel and make sure that there's, you know, vegetables that contain, you know, healthy bacteria. Absolutely are brilliant for your gut and reduce and prevent digestive conditions such as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And, you know, again, that's really important. Going back and giving another quick shout out for omega-3 fatty acids, again, is a brilliant thing for a healthy heart. It's really, really important. And although Matthew's not necessarily going to agree with me, but, you know, obviously fishes are really important and much better than red meat or processed meats, which have obviously been shown to put you at heart, you know, more heart risk. Fish is obviously full of protein. It's rich in healthy fats, and it's, you know, it's up there in the supergroup. So that's really important too, much to Matthew's dismay. But
well, I do like certain fish, but I'm one of these that I like fish, but not fishy fish. which, to people that like seafood, sounds crazy, but cod, scampi, salmon, yeah, can handle that. Mackerel, no. So going into a break now, so we'll see you on the other side.
Safe by the bell.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, so we're back, and we're talking about natural remedies and things that will help with your health. And we'll crack on with talking about garlic and onion. Hey, yeah, marvellous. They're healthy for blood pressure levels. You know, some may be very pungent, you know, some even bring us to tears, you know, but especially when we're cutting them. But chives, onions, leeks, garlic and the like really are delicious, especially if you're adding them into other food as well. But they're incredibly good for, again, diabetes, high cholesterol, blood pressure, and it's really important to add them to your food. And the other one that really sort of freaked me out slightly when I was first learning about diet and that type of stuff was mushrooms. Mushrooms can be incredibly good, although again maybe some more studies, but they are superfood and still used very much in Chinese traditional medicine to cleanse the body and promote longevity, and we all want a little bit of longevity. So it's a great antibacterial, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties. And again, different mushrooms will give you different, slightly different varied results. So I remembered very much my nephew being able to tell you exactly what mushroom was what and the Latin name for it and giving you exactly how it would help. But, you know, again, looking at it, nuts and seeds can be powerful, plant protein, and can help regulate weight. And, you know, wellness gurus are very, very into this type of things. You know, almonds are great for heart health, cashews for recognition, Brazil nuts for cancer. So there's all sorts of different things that can be very, very helpful, and I would definitely advise you all to research it more. But things like flax seeds and chinna seeds and hemp seeds and all sorts of different things, they are full and packed full of vitamins and minerals. Now, obviously, while fats, you know, nuts are high in fat, they'll keep you feeling fuller longer. And you know, one of the things that I've found in my life is I carry in my handbag a whole bunch of Brazil nuts and cashew nuts. Basically, if I feel that my blood sugar is dropping, then I'll go for those rather than anything else. And again, the other one is walnuts. Walnuts are super nuts. They're on the super nut list. It's amazing. How do you get onto these lists? But they're a super nut list. Look. And again, you know, dark leafy greens could be, you know, they seem boring, but they're brilliant at preventing cancers of all sorts of different things. You know, things like kale, you know, spinach, lettuce, you know, Swiss chard. All of these things are, you know, they contain chlorophyll, which is brilliant. You know, it keeps plants healthy, it keeps us healthy, and it's really important. So when you're actually looking at some of these things, we forget that in our everyday health, superfoods like grains are important, and again, they're becoming more and more more and more au fait now. You know, again, we're looking at things like buckwheat, farro, which are really part of modern crops more than anything else. But there's some, you know, some of the ancient grains, you know, are largely unchangeable and have been for, you know, several hundred years. And it's really important to look at things like brown rice, and looking at barley and wheat and oats. It depends what we put them with, which is the most important thing. And again, they all contain antioxidant properties. So when we're looking at that, it's really important. And citrus fruits are again in the superfood group, because of their fiber and the vitamin C content. You know, whether they're sweet or sour, it doesn't really matter. You know, grapefruits, oranges, lemons and limes are also incredibly low in carbohydrates. And therefore, you know, adults over the age of 50 and older who eat an orange a day keep the doctor away. That's a really, really old one. And it's again, it's just looking at things like that which are really important. And obviously lessening the amount of fizzy things that we drink. You know, alcohol is really not a great one. Anything that's containing too much sugar is pretty much a no-no if you're wanting to use your diet to improve your health dramatically. But it doesn't mean that you can't eat things like sweet milk or white chocolate. Dark chocolate is probably better because of the cocoa in the dark chocolate, which is full of antioxidants. So that's always a nice one. Things like sweet potato are gluten-free. They're an incredibly good source of carbs and helps fight disease. So you're looking at things like that. One that Matthew mentioned, you know, the good old banana, which is, again, in supergroups. And then you're looking at things like the beans and legume family, which possess, again, the power of plant-based proteins. Things like chickpeas, lentils, peas. I'm not into chickpeas myself, but hey, if it helps me regulate my blood sugar, then maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of those things are incredibly important. And, you know, going on to using things that are supportive in that is homeopathy. Because homeopathy is, you know, obviously it's a natural-based energetic medicine and can help tremendously. And if you do see a homeopath, that's great. If not, you know, have a homeopath on speed dial, which is always good. So handing over to Matthew again, because I can chat for ages.
Yeah, no, it's all really good stuff. And what I love about everything that we've spoken about as well is I've got very good friend Nikki, who runs an events centre, and she's passionate about her food and loves serving people food. And every time I go around there, she'll give me a smoothie or give me a couple of smoothies. Oh, try this one, try that one. But she'll never tell me what's in it. Because she said, you won't like what's in it. If I tell you what's really in it, you'll say, oh, well, I don't like that, and I don't like that, and I don't like that. And that's what's sort of was great for me, because I realised how much I limited stuff just because I didn't like it. And you can cover it with so much stuff. I mean, a top tip for avocado, if you don't like avocado on toast, whack some Marmite with it, because you won't taste the avocado. And there's so many things that if you don't like something, I'm not a keen fan of mushrooms, but I've tried smoothies that have had mushrooms, beetroot, onion, and celery in, and I would have told you it was all fruit, because it tasted like fruit. So it's amazing what you can use. Like Penny was saying, strawberries have such an intense taste that they will pretty much cover the taste of anything. So you can put some super healthy stuff into a smoothie or something like that and still get the stuff you don't like, covering it with the stuff that you do. So again, it's what I think came up for me when I was looking into my nutrition is, and the big one was sugar. Didn't realise just how much sugar I was craving all the time, because I was eating so much. And putting so much in my coffee and things like that. Just sort of moving on to the homeopathy, I think probably my favourite story around homeopathy, I cut my finger, and what happened is I slipped with a Stanley knife and sort of put the knife through my finger, but then it was against the bone and pretty much cut my finger in half. And obviously had surgery. I was booked in for physiotherapy courses and things like that, but I had such an infection in my finger that I couldn't touch it, I couldn't move it. So to this day, it's still slightly deformed, but because throughout the whole healing, or for a lot of the healing process, probably a month, I was only using chemical drugs. And because, as we know, with some injuries and trauma, there can be emotional stuff in there as well, and the chemical drugs won't necessarily treat that. And it was only when I said to Penny, I've been to my third physiotherapy meeting and they've told me off again because I haven't been able to do my exercises, but I can't do my exercises because my fingers inflamed. It was really badly infected at that time. I can't remember what you prescribed me. I know we did a special sort of plan that was in that, but within 2 or 3 days, it was down to a normal size, and that's what fixed my finger. I know it was the homeopathy because I tried 2 or 3 different things at different times and nothing had worked early on. The moment I tried homeopathy and stopped taking the chemical drugs, that's when it started healing, which blew my mind because at that time, I honestly, hand on heart, would have believed the doctor over Penny. But working with Penny has shown me that actually the natural way can be as effective, if not more.
It is amazing. Homeopathy still has the ability, although I work as a homeopath for some of the time, still has the ability to absolutely blow me away with the results. And it's...
Yeah.
It is astonishing. It literally is astonishing. But again, it's like energetics when you actually look at it and look at what works and what doesn't work. And I was going to ask Matthew to talk a little bit about salt, because salt is the most amazing cleanser, but it's also a great disinfectant. Instead of walking around the place with a whole bunch of Dettol or some type of disinfectant, use salt. So I'm going to hand back over to Matthew so he can talk.
Yeah, I have salt showers, I have salt baths, because you, again, magnesium in, I've lost it, Epsom salts is fantastic for physical recovery. If you've been on a run or you've had a heavy day exercise-wise, Epsom salts in the bath, you won't feel it in the morning. Dead sea salts can be good as well, but normal table salt I use in the shower. I put pots of salt around the house because it does just energetically soak stuff up. It's quite an amazing thing on its own, and that's why people feel so good when they've been to the beach, because we used to do treatments in a salt cave and they actually put salt into the air so you inhale it. So even just bringing it into the body that way can be absolutely fantastic. So salt is absolutely amazing. I'm a bit of a nutcase that if I cut myself, I will put salt in there. Because it cleans it out, but it just helps it heal quicker. Also, just to mention, one of my other favourite things about homeopathy is it's using the law of similars, isn't it? So rather than when I working on a building site, I used to burn myself here and there. Put it under warm water, as warm as you can handle. Don't put a burn under cold water. It just causes it more trauma. Try it out. I did, and it blew my mind. Never got another blister.
Well, it sounds like we probably need to do a little bit more on this. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it next week, or we'll come from a different angle. So anyway,
brilliant.
Have a great week, and we'll speak to you soon.
Take care, everybody. Stay safe.